government did the first, when it first started intervention, they first, the government supposed to went through the other 13 kids and few other kids around the communities, took them for checkup, hearings, and health. And it sort of stopped after that. I mean, they're the ones, the government, saving the children. They should have been more into checking more kids further. Because we had our own clinics, we got our own clinics to check ears, whatever, like health. I mean, they could provide the service to us in the community and, you know, help us out. But instead of doing that, government just, you know, hammered and pushed their way in, wanted to take over.
Can I also add to that? Irene, I don't know if Irene's here yet.
She's sick.
She's sick. That's unfortunate because Irene has some very interesting statistics. Irene is the chief executive of the Sunrise Health Clinic in Katherine. She told me just on Friday that when the intervention doctors came through the communities, they were getting about a 74%... 74% of children were actually checked. But when the local communities were involved and the local clinics were involved, they're getting about 95% health check rates. Now, it's probably those missing children who are most at risk. And it shows the ineffectiveness of an imposed solution to one which is implemented in conjunction with the community. The success rates of checking children using community health services are about over 20% higher than the intervention regime. And I haven't got statistics. I'd like to actually see them. I'm trying to get them myself as to how many of the children did see the specialists that they were referred to. There were 4,000 children who were referred to specialists after the initial health checks, and I have not yet seen a figure back from the government as to how many have seen the specialists.